Blog Talk Radio.
He was talking to me, and it's all screwed up. It's God. This is God's show. This is not my show. This is not my wife's show. You know, but like I couldn't hear her because she was saying something, and I had stuff in my ear. So what were you saying, honey?
Because
I couldn't hear you.
That's okay.
What did you say? So I could.
I was just saying how we had a great show, and I was going to give a little bit of description because I thought you were trying to fix Blog Talk.
Yeah, but I had the intro going in my ear, so I couldn't hear anything, so I apologize. It's one of those things that happens, folks. We're live, though. We're live, because it kept telling me that I couldn't connect, that I already connected, so who knows. We're giving this one to God. I love my wife. She is the producer. She was showing me something right before the show, and I couldn't. So I just give it to God, and my wife is the best.
As long as it's working.
It's working, so...
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Cindy McCain, you know, of the liberal John McCain, yeah, the widow, she believes that the Republican Party was not a voice of reason. Oh, we got tons of liberals in the Republican Party. What is she talking about? Tons of them hate Trump.
Her and her daughter, Megan, are two of them. Two nice little liberals.
Peter Buttigieg draws an overwhelmingly white crowd to historic black Chicago neighborhood. Isn't that interesting? San Francisco has a $9 billion tourism industry, and they don't want to fix anything or bring anything out because, well, when they lose a $40 million medical association event, they probably should do something. Yeah, Zuckerberg and Facebook, they need to get, because I'm going to get into that, because it's getting really bad at Facebook and Google, and because they're progressively owned. Whew. 63% of voters expected to give Trump a victory in 2020. I truly believe that. Also, I want to get into Justice Involved Person, what that is, if you don't know, San Francisco will tell you. Something about Star Trek and so much more. And then I want to get into a lot of things. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for all that you do. I want to get into Revelation chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and what a thing. Yeah, I somehow got disconnected. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Don't forget to comment if you got a question. I can't tell. I get 50 people to watch or whatever, so I can't tell until the whole thing's over how many people I have. So if you want to let me know you're out there, like, hate, I don't care.
Like and share.
Laugh, whatever. You know, I get liberals that watch this program, so whatever. But I want to get into this because this is big for me. Because I was going to get, about like 4 years ago, I saw they had like the first series of Star Trek, like on DVD, and when I went to the back, it showed, this is how the spaceship used to look like, you know, like when they go to warp speed, and this is the new version, because they, like, CGI'd it for this DVD collection. I'm like, I want to see the original Star Trek. I don't want to see this genetically altered thing. Now, I will get into this really quickly. When George Lucas made the original Star Trek, the original Star Wars, the original movie 4 through 6. He filmed stuff in the original one because he didn't know what Jabba the Hutt was going to look like. So he had a character stand in for Jabba. He didn't know if he'd be like a he thought he might have hair. He turned into actually being a scaly blob. And when they did that, he filmed that because of money and time constraints, he wasn't able to put that in there. So I get that he took in 97, redid it, and he remade, and he did Star Wars the way he originally envisioned it. But my point is, when we were watching Star Trek the other day, The Next Generation, they go, to boldly go where no one has gone before, and I'm like, what do you mean, no one? Well, like, man is offensive. Man is offensive. I'm like, what do you mean man's offensive? It's sexism. I didn't understand that at all. And now it's like, that's...
Just breathe through it, man.
That's right. Now it's like, because, like, when I hear a song, I can go back to when I first heard it or a show I was at or whatever, but when I heard that, I'm like, because it's not like we say, human, we say human, as in mankind, as in people on two legs.
I still can't get over that typhoid is back, and we have cases of it in California, and I still don't want to do nothing about it.
So let me ask you a question out there. Here's my surprise look. When you allow
a medical person who the first thing you learn, I don't care if you're a CNA, a home health aide, the first thing you learn, even in health classes, wash your hands.
When you have millions and millions of people coming over here, then who knows what vaccination they have or anything.
If any,
that's my surprise look. This is, I'm surprised that it wasn't like 5 years ago, 20 years ago, the way California is, oh, come on in,
Right.
But it's like here's another, like I was gonna, to everyone out there, how many sexes do we have? Two, men and women.
We can show you. Facebook will probably shut us down, but we can show you the difference. We have seen each other naked. We're married. We can do that.
Yes.
There's a difference between us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We both enjoy the difference between
But us. When you go to some of these liberal places, people can't. I mean, I guess I look at it like this. I can't keep up with who Democrats say I am. I can't keep track with who Democrats say I am. And this is on a day-to-day basis. A 2,000-year-old Bible, Jesus has never changed who he says I am. He hasn't changed who he says I am. But it's really going to hit home. I think it's going to take an Alex Baldwin, Stephen, whichever the Alex.
Yeah, it's Alex.
Alex.
I had it right the first time.
Stephen Alex Baldwin. Yeah, he's a Alex Baldwin, or if you have like an Alyssa Milano or someone like that, they develop typhoid or something happens, or they have kids that are killed by an illegal before something.
Let Nancy. Get it because you know it's only a mile from her house, a tent city, and all this. It's bad, it's going on.
Yeah, but it would take, but would that even fix it? Would that even?
I don't know.
But that, I mean, it's what's going on in this world, and people don't realize that. If you don't have to go to Venezuela to see how bad, just go to California. They have a $9 billion tourism organization. They get that kind of money from their tourism organization in San Francisco alone. $9 billion a year. A $40 million medical association conference is pulling out because the members don't feel safe.
Because people aren't feeling safe.
Yeah, they don't feel safe on the streets. They don't feel safe. Okay, there's needles, there's feces, there's syringes, there's all this stuff everywhere.
what I loved is you had an actual journalist trying to do his job, saying, wait a minute, I'm going to call you on. You guys have been saying you're going to fix this for years, and nothing's been done.
You've been saying the same crap over and over and over.
And I lost my train of thought. But not only have they been trying to say that they were going to fix it, the answer to one of the people in the video, I'm trying to remember who it was. Someone in the video, either the reporter or the person ahead of the tourist organization,
yeah.
They just want more cop presence. They don't really want anything done. They just want the people when they come there to feel like they're safe. They don't care if they're safe or not. They just want more cop presence.
But
I'm not action.
I'll tell you why they don't. Sort of like the politicians. If they had the wall fixed, what can they? Okay, if they fix immigration, then what are they going to run on? Well, actually, Democrats aren't running on anything. All they're running on is
hate Trump.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, Russia collusion is a hoax. All these things that the Democrats have run on for 2 years are lies. Where's the outrage from the left? I do know some people on the left that, oh, well, he did illegal stuff. I know he did, but they, you know, the attorney general can't go, but yeah, they did illegal stuff. I don't know. There's no collusion. There's nothing he did wrong, but apparently there's no outrage. If that was anybody.
Let's say he did something wrong. He didn't. Let's say he did. Doesn't even muster what Hillary and Bill have done.
No.
So that to me is like.
But like, where? But seriously, where? Because I don't think anyone watches the news on the left enough. Because you watch all these videos. I mean, this is what makes me sick. And I'm damn near in tears when I watch these videos. And it's like Memorial Weekend. So yeah, we're here in California at the pier. So why are we celebrating Memorial Weekend? Is it to honor all the dead surfers? Well, yeah, man, because there's been a lot of amazing surfers that died, and we need to honor their memory this weekend. And I'm like,
Come here, man.
I don't care if it doesn't matter if they found 1,000 people and picked 3 that said that. You shouldn't have any saying that. You shouldn't have one person that thinks that Memorial Weekend is to honor.
That hurts my heart for this educational system.
Yes. But then again, if when I went to school, we're going to watch the State of the Union. This Bill Clinton's going to come in. He's going to do this. Speaker of the House is going to introduce him. We're going to shake hands. We're going to do this. They would explain what they're doing. And it would be like a diagram. This is how you set things up. This is what now if you had students watch the State of the Union, the teacher be like, okay, do you actually believe Trump, what he said right there? Okay, I'm going to rewind it. Okay, let me stop. Okay, now we're going to play this again, and I don't know how anyone can believe Trump, the racist, he actually said this, but here we go. It would be a politically motivated viewing of the State of the Union, where when I was in school, this is what he's doing. He's going up. He's going to talk about the State of the Union. He's going to be introduced by the Speaker of the House. He's going to shake the Vice President's hand. He's going to hand over copies of his speech to, you know. And it wasn't political. I don't ever remember anybody. There were people that kind of liked Bill Clinton, but no one was wearing hats or shirts. He just didn't do that. But, I mean, it's a different world. I mean, you have a new poll coming out. 63% of voters expect Trump victory in 2020. Now, that's a poll I believe. But, I mean, I will say this. My brother would always be like, yeah, okay. He didn't say my wife when she was living with him. And Seth, I'm like, hey, guess what's going on? This is before we even dated. Let me see here. She'd be a Mexican. They make up all kinds of stuff when they have census people come in. You know, but, I mean, when you have all these polls that come out and say, you know, that, well, Bernie Sanders is way ahead. He's the only thing they, the closest thing they got. They're not running on anything but hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. I mean, even Peter Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg, draws an overwhelmingly white crowd to a historic Chicago neighborhood. Black. Bronzeville. The neighborhood of Bronzeville. Very black neighborhood. Okay? And there was a lady there that goes, I'm glad he's here, but he needs to get some black people with him and help him get some more African Americans to jump on board. You know, I think that a lot of the black folks are like, yeah, okay, you say Trump's racist, you say Trump's racist, you say Trump's racist, you say Trump's racist, you say he's a white supremacist, you say he's a bigot, but I don't think they ever saw any improvement in their communities from Obama. So they're like, well, we didn't see any help. What are you going to do for us? Obama didn't do anything. What are you going to do for us? Even that Obama phone lady later goes, man, what was I thinking?
Right.
Okay, bring all your papers. This is Obama saying this. Here's facts with your taxes and your paychecks that he lied to you. Okay, your taxes went up when he said they would go down. This went up. Your gas is going up. And I think a lot of people, especially in blacks, should be skeptical. Because I think a lot of blacks in New York City are like, wait a minute. We didn't get any better under 8 years of a black guy.
And they thought, I don't know what they thought. That's my question. What did the black people who voted for Obama because he was black, what did they expect him to do? When have they seen a white president? Well, I guess if they have that mindset, I guess every president. I'm just saying, a white president didn't do everything for white people. A lot of times they don't do anything. They don't do their promises that they say they're going to.
Yeah.
What made them, I don't care, there are other black politicians. I mean, you've got all kinds of them. I mean, Chicago and, you know, Sacramento and them have been run by black Democrats for 50 years.
Yeah. And they've gone.
When has a skin color had to do with anything? The government's not the answer. What did they expect Obama to do?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but that's the thing.
To give them each $1 million for the rest of their life? I mean, what did they really expect him to do? Force us not to work and give them our jobs?
Yeah. Well, think about it like this. If people knew if everyone knew what they had back in the day, and you had 700 people take 1959 Gibson Les Paul Sunbursts and leave them in the cases, not open them, and then expect to now get a lot of money for them, you wouldn't get crap for them because there's a crap load of them out there. The reason why they're so valuable is because there's hardly any of them that survived. Same thing with money. Money is valuable when there's not much of it, but Democrats, what do you think
that's my question. What did they expect? He promised hope and change. What change and what hope did he give? Change did they want?
Nothing. Well, like look at how they claim all the time that Republicans are going to get rid of Social Security. Republicans are going to get rid of Social Security.
I heard that all my life.
Huh?
I heard that all my life from Democrats.
Yeah, Republicans are gonna. Yeah, but
I mean,
yeah, but when they ask,
is getting rid of
yeah, but when they ask Democrats
God.
About that, they've had old people. Well, there's that 55. When there's that 1/1000th of a percent of a chance that they might, and I can't take that 1/1000th of a percent of a chance. Granted, if there's a billion chances and one of those they're gonna do
right.
it, I can't take that odds. Democrats are never going to do it. So then why don't Republicans start saying that? Why don't Republicans? Yeah, Democrats, they're going to get rid of everything.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I'm not happy with Sean Hannity. I don't care if Chris Cuomo will get hurt about Frodo. He's
Fredo.
Over it.
That is his name.
Well, I mean, you know what? I am tired of
caving.
That's why I voted Trump because I knew he wouldn't change.
Yeah, that's why people like me and the 4Js and Mind of Jamal and Terrence, that's why we're gaining ground, because you should have your viewpoint. But when I have articles taken down on Facebook, taken down, and I'm getting like tags, and if you get too many of them, they shut down your page because it's misleading. No, there's a thing called freedom of speech. You may not like what I'm saying, but I have the right to say it.
Right.
Show me where I'm posting pictures of 10-year-old boys nude. I'm not. Nothing I'm posting is illegal. Well, it is, because it's not. I guarantee you I could post stuff about killing the president and beheading him, and I would have, they'd probably be like, hey, I'd probably get like because one of my friends complained that now all of a sudden I go to a website one time and I'm a top fan.
My question is, what would you classify that picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress? Is that porno? Is
creepy.
That... Oh, okay.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. But is it misleading?
Yeah, it's misleading.
Maybe not.
Well, I've heard stories, whether this is true or not, that if you look into the Obamas, this timeline, they could have never met when they said they did, whether it's true or not.
Really?
That there are people that think that the Clintons aren't really, it's just a convenience. It's for political purposes.
Yeah.
That they're technically not, like, they probably in the White House slept in separate beds.
Please, when she stepped by him, all them women. And he was, he raped.
She threatened those women.
Huh?
She threatened those women.
Exactly. When she did that, I was like, oh, yeah. That made,
Yeah, that's.
And you're going to think, because I'm a woman, I'm going to vote for her? And you're going to put me down because I'm a woman and I won't vote for her? Are you kidding me? I'm voting for women's rights there.
Amen. Amen. But, I mean, like going back to California real quickly, what will it take for them to finally say, okay, we've got a major problem, we need to fix it. We've got a medieval disease running rampant in our country. And I call California a country, because they are. They're like, they're totally out in left field.
That's what I said, not all California is.
No. But out in California now, this is what's going on, because now convicted felons can vote. I don't know if you know this now, because in California, no one is a convicted felon anymore. They are justice involved persons. What?
Read your comment.
Yeah, I did, Esty. I did. You didn't see I liked it? But, you know, justice-involved person. So now these convicted, justice-involved people can vote, because the law says convicted, there's no convicted felons anymore in California. They have to change because there was a guy that, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and a guy called in and said he had to go through 6 hours in L.A. of sensitivity training on how to talk to people, because you can't use gender language. And he put up with it because he had a family. I'd say, well, I got a question on that. To take a male and not refer to him as a he or him or a male, that offends me. I cannot, you know, what am I supposed to do? I have to see, when I see a woman, I have to call her a woman. I'm not going to look at my wife and go, well,
Do you want me to?
She's okay.
I'm a
you're
she,
it.
She, she, or whatever.
You're a she shed. But seriously, I mean.
Personal privilege.
I made her laugh and she's offended. When I next day I have off, I'm gonna call in the wrestling while point of personal privilege. Yes, but I mean seriously, I don't know if you know this, but you know there's and it's coming back around, but like there was like a year and a half, 2 years ago where, Planned Parenthood is being defunded by the Trump administration, all this stuff. They still get over $500 million in taxpayer funding annually for this supposed...
But they pulled out. They gave up like $60 million worth
yeah.
of tax money because of that. And that ain't funny. He is the most right-to-life president we've ever had.
Yeah.
He's done more... That's why the left doesn't like him. He has done more for Christians than anybody, than any president. And Rascal Hush.
Yeah.
Yeah, our cat's in the studio if you're hearing.
But that's, yeah, but they act like, well, Trump cut funding to it. So it's one of those things that gets me because you know they can't win. They can't say anything negative about the economy. They can't say anything negative. So okay, well he cut Planned Parenthood. Well, do your research, do your homework. They're still getting $500 million from the taxpayer. See, I think you should have okay. If you don't support the NFL. Then why should my taxes be? You should be able to say where your tax money goes. If they're going to steal my money, I should be able to say where I put it.
No, if I steal your money, you're going to tell me how I'm going to pay, or how I'm going to use it.
If the government's going to steal my money, I should be able to say, no, I don't want it to go to the stadium. I don't want to support the NFL. Why should my money...
You should, but it's not stealing things.
So the government's not stealing. So you want them to take your money? I don't.
No.
I don't. They're taking my money against my will because I don't approve of it. I don't support it. I mean, call it what you will. To me, it's stealing.
Okay.
And then they have the tax. But then they claim that they give you, dude. Yeah, they give. If you're lucky, you get back like a 1/16% of what you paid. And we finally got that under Trump.
Right. Yeah, when we got married under Obama, we got nothing back in our taxes.
But this is how bad this is. See, the left isn't even hiding the fact that they're socialist anti-Americans. The Young Turks, Hassan Parker, says America deserved 9/11. Mocks Dan Crenshaw's war injuries. Are you kidding me?
Well, what was that Reverend Jess, that right, who Obama was under? America's chicken is a come on to roost. You've had people say that from the beginning. I mean, he's not the only one saying it.
It's just sad that you have people like, but I loved it. I love watching those when he's like, I don't see nothing landslide here, man. And he's like losing it when. But do you think that the media knew the Russian collusion was a hoax? Or were they lied to? Or did they actually believe it and they were just, they're going to get evidence. They're going to give us evidence. We're going to.
I believe some of them knew, and I believe some of them were lied to. People like Rachel Maddow,
mm-hmm.
I think she was lied to. I think she honestly believes it.
Yeah.
I do. She strikes me as that stupid.
And
so does Anderson Cooper.
And I'm one of those people that truly believe that the Russia collusion was something totally made up so that they could get the legal rights to investigate Trump, hoping that they would find something.
That
when we investigate him for this fake collusion, it's going to come out that he did this other stuff that we can get nailed on. And I truly believe that. And then turned out nothing happened. And but it's just scary to think that, you know, I mean, because like, okay, the Russia collusion, all this stuff is a hoax. Where's the outrage from? Well, I mean, where was the outrage when they were guaranteed her winning and she didn't?
Yeah, you saw the boo-hoos and you seen Trump people get attacked, but you didn't see people who guaranteed Hillary win get yelled at or get mad or get the new thing now is canceled. You didn't see that.
Yeah.
Why? I love Rush and I listen to him as much as I can every day. If I can, if I'm not with a client here in 2 hours. If I found out he lied to me about something, not just Ms. Stokes, let's say Trump did the Russian thing. Rush and Hannity saying he didn't do it for 2 years. I find out Rush lied to me for over 2 years like that, I'm going to be mad. And I'm going to be mad at him and at Trump for doing it, but I'm going to be mad at him for lying to me. Why are they not getting in trouble for lying to the American people? And if they were lied to, why aren't the news people getting upset at being lied to?
Yeah. Yeah, why aren't, I have friends that are just like, well, we know Trump did something. He couldn't have won. Who likes him?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, see, I have friends that any black person that likes Trump, he's an Uncle Tom, he's stupid, he's a moron, he's retarded, we need to euthanize him, just kill him, he needs to get on the plantation again. No, they took, you know, Manda Jamal was on the Underground Railroad, he escaped slavery, he got off the plantation. So did Terrence.
Yeah. I love Terrence.
This is very breaking, I don't know if you've heard this. But Judge Jinan has talked about Epstein's neck bones, that the way they are broken only when someone strangles you.
I have heard it could be, that's not what I heard. I heard it mainly from strangulation, but if he had something like at his south, like, you know, like a drainage thing, and he actually tied something to the pipe and he twisted himself up, then it would do that too.
I've been told that
we know he was killed. We know he was
killed. Oh, I know. Yeah. But from what the evidence I've heard, it would be, it's more of a someone doing it, not from him.
They're trying, he was killed. Anyone with a half a brain cell knows he was killed.
Well, did you hear that Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been hired as a Fox News contributor?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was hoping she would run for office.
She can still do that. I mean, look at Mike Huckabee. He'd have a show for like 2 months. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm going to run. I'm going to be president again. You know, but, I mean, stuff constantly comes and goes.
But I want to say this on the Epstein thing. I want to stretch this. And if anyone watching, I can't see it on my phone. It has to charge to see comments or who's watching or who's not. And I can't see unless you're my – I can't see anyway. So please like and share.
Like and share. Please like and share.
And even comment, because my question is, I want to say, I don't know if the Clintons did Epstein. If I was a betting person, I'd probably bet money that they did. But look at what's coming out about that Prince Andrew.
But do you think that they had no... I'm not saying that they did it. I believe they had a hand in it.
Andrew could have called Bill and said, hey, we got a situation. We got to
Well, I believe 100% the Clintons were involved somehow.
Probably.
I'm not saying that Bill went into the jail and did it.
Oh,
I'm saying.
I know they didn't physically do it themselves.
But that's what I mean.
They're not going to get their hands that dirty.
No, but I guarantee you they had it done.
See, there's so many other politicians. There's so many.
Yeah, but look at how many people have been killed under the Clintons. They already know what they're doing. They're the hitmen. I mean, you're going to use someone that's already done it.
I mean, look at all it took to make that happen. I think it was more than one. I think a bunch of them came together, and I think they all did it.
Well, I think they went to the Clintons since they're the experts and said, okay, let's all, you know, they're like, okay, if I want cocaine, I'm going to go to El Chapo. Hillary Clinton is the kingpin for killing people.
El Chapo has means to buy his way out or to get out.
Yeah.
So I heard one thing saying that Epstein is still alive. He just bought his freedom. He's gone. Maybe brought back out for trial. Because, you know, because it's not going away.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know about him still being alive. Nothing is surprising me anymore. But my thing is, if they can keep El Chapo alive and safe, come on, Epstein isn't that hard.
Let me tell you, if I was a jail warden or something, and they said, okay, here's $4 million, you let us kill him. Most people would be like, okay, go right ahead.
My thing is, and how do you, I know that they're not going to come back and kill me if they think I'm going to talk.
I wouldn't even think that. I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here.
I'd be thinking that.
Most people would.
I won't go public. They might get paid. You know that $4 million? I already blew it. You don't give me $4 million, you're going to be on headlines.
I would never.
I'm just saying.
Most people would take that money and run. Okay, I'm resigning. I'm out of here. I'm going to somewhere
that's
where.
I think a bunch of people. This person paid up and got this warden. This person got this cop. This person got this.
And I think it was all through the Clintons. I think they were 100% behind it. They may have had other people do it, but they were the main player. I believe, okay, you have Santa Claus, and you have all his helpers. You know, Hillary Clinton was the Santa Claus. She made it happen.
Bill was. I don't think Hillary, she's not going to run again on anything. I think she's done to the place. I don't think Hillary gives a flying flute what happens to Bill now. I think this wasn't her. I think this was all him. Why do you think that picture was of him? I think it was all him. I don't think it was her.
Well, why would Epstein have a picture of her dressed up like a guy, I would say?
Maybe he wanted to die if he wanted to throw up.
I don't know.
I don't think Hillary had one thing to do with it.
Oh.
I think I do.
I think it's the Clinton.
I think it was why
because she's got to keep this fake marriage alive. If she sit there and.
She wanted to keep it alive so she could be president. That's not going to happen now. She can be done with him.
Then why isn't she?
Maybe it is, and maybe it's in the works.
Or maybe she's too old. Well, there are people that believe it never was. They're never together except for politics.
So, but why would she care now? I would think he would have more. He has a bigger dog in this fight than she does. He could go for...
And what's funny is you never hear about any of them talk about it. Except for Bill Clinton's come out and said point blank that he was never on the plane but like 3 times.
And that's a lot.
Well, because he was the one that admitted he was on there like 20 times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those things, folks. I think they both... You know, because what if he goes down, she goes down?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, if I'm going down,
I'd see, my thing is why would he even bother her with it? Finally, he just go take care of it.
But what if he, what if...
I just don't think she might know and she might have helped a little bit. But to me, he has the biggest dog in this fight.
But she has to make sure he doesn't go down, period, because she'll...
Well, that might be, but I don't think she had that big of a goal. I think she just had to maybe make sure he had his ducks in a row.
So do you think that with... Do you think that all these people that have been killed by the Clintons was all Bill?
No.
Well, then why wouldn't... You would go to the person, I believe she's done all out of this.
Why don't you think she did? Why?
Because... I think they both had a hand in all these things that when people were investigating the Clintons. And I think if they're going to investigate Bill, they're going to investigate Hillary too.
Well, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. But.
Was she ever on the plane? Do we know if she was ever on the plane ever?
No.
So I don't know.
I have heard, though, that they have thought about him being on the plane, that she did not like that.
Well, I know, going back to when he was president, she was chasing him around with, like, trying to kill him when he was with Monica Lewinsky. And I read a story from a guy in a book that when she was with Monica Lewinsky, there'd be someone. He was with another woman when Monica came. And then the Secret Service said, oh, he's in a private meeting. You can't be here. And they had to do everything to...
Hillary, I don't care if you're president or not. If I'm married to you, fake or not, if I'm married to you and it's about, especially if it's about ready to be released on the front page that you're cheating on me, oh, you better run for your life. But I hope that Secret Service do his job because I'm coming after you. You're going to embarrass me and find out that you're cheating on me. Oh, I know where you sleep.
Because they had to sedate her. They believe, because I believe that she has major neurological problems from all the time. Because she is very, very violent, I've heard. And they had to sedate her hundreds of times to prevent her from killing the president. Because when it comes down to it, he is the president. If I became president, they have to protect me from you at all costs, no matter what.
Well, they have to sleep sometimes.
No, because they have people around the clock. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. I mean, they both could have been in on it, but in this one, Bill might have been calling more of the shots. I'm just saying he is a big dog, bigger dog in this place than she did.
I just think she's the person that you would go to because she has the experts or whatever. She's the one that's done most of them, I believe. But what if,
unless they investigate, we're not going to know.
Yeah.
And we still might not ever know all of it.
Oh, I'm just one of those, but I don't think we know a quarter of 9/11. But, you know, it's just me. You know, because, the camera, when the plane crashed the Pentagon, it magically wasn't working. This wasn't, you know, so who knows? But my point is, I don't think we'll ever know, and they're going to investigate it, which investigation means it's just going to, bye-bye. And kind of like the old, oh, we're going to fix the VA. Well, you're the 15th person that said you're going to fix the VA. Well, Trump's actually doing it. Trump's actually fixing what every candidate says they're going to fix every year, year in, year out. Because if they fix this stuff, you know, if you say you're going to fix Baltimore and you actually do it, then what can you say next campaign? Nothing, because you can. Hey, we fixed Baltimore and we're going to continue to keep it up. We're going to maintain it. We're going to keep it great.
Reagan, when he did his economics, Truman, or was it Eisenhower, came in on a great economy. He didn't say that he's going to change anything. He said he's going to make it even better. We fixed Baltimore. We fixed Chicago. We fixed Sacramento. We fixed LA. We can make it better. We can make it great. We can make it beyond great. I don't know. Like Trump would say, fabulous, or what's his favorite word? Anyway. We can. You don't have to run on putting this country down. And that's what the Democrats are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's amazing, I want to get into this, because the political winds are shifting in favor of cannabis legalization, because I really truly believe this, because I believe like in the 50s when they found out that tobacco was cancerous, they were making millions. I truly believe that their thought process was, we're going to eventually find a way to make tobacco safe so we can still make 400 some thousand a year, each of us. Live like billionaires and find a way to make it, but they never could. The only thing, what they did with Epic, when they found out that if you put palladium and the precious metal palladium in you and you mix it with the tobacco, it kills all the carcinogenic properties. And I think with marijuana, if you really look into it, I bet you, and you do a Freedom of Information Act, you would find out that they've known since the 60s that cannabis cures cancer. That cannabis helps glaucoma. They've known that since the 70s. That pound for pound, it produces more ethanol than any other substance. That 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper for you. They've known a lot, but they tried to suppress all this because they don't want you to know that it's this wonder thing. The thing I have been concerned about, and I've been trying to do tons of research on, is now they're having people in mass amounts of people that are having major problems with vaping, where they're having like severe lung issues and severe chest pains and all this. And I'm like,
well, they say it's the essential oils that's not meant to be ingested. You know.
Because they say even with people using like THC oil are having that issue and all that. They have a guy in Colorado that was only using like a THC vape pen and having major. Now, I don't know.
Does
not,
he have any flavors in it?
I have no idea. That's
see, that's the key right there. It's the flavoring.
It's the glycerol that's toxicated. Because that's why when I do my CBD oil, it's straight CBD oil and nothing else. And I'm even considering just going back to a tenured that I stick on my tongue. But I'm doing my research. Like a good consumer does. I don't just sit there, tongue's racist. No, I do my research. This helps immensely with my pain. It works wonders. But you got to do your research. You know, in places where it's been legalized, consumer use with teens is plummeting. It's not, wow, you can go to a shop and buy it for what? I remember I used to drink when I was a teenager. Hard to believe, but now that I can, I don't hardly at all. Really don't drink at all. I mean, I'm lucky if I have a bottle of wine in a year, if that much. And that's rare, if I even have that much. I don't see the point in it. But it's one of those things. To each his own. I got about 11 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Get this out because we're getting censored beyond belief. I do have my PayPal link down there if you want to donate to help keep this conversation going. I do 100% of this out of my pocket. So if you want to help, you know, the decor, better mics, better stands, anything, if you donate, you'll get shout outs, prayers are welcome. Please like, share, comment, whatever. I may have 50 people who watch this. I don't know who watches. So even if you're there for 1 minute or 5 minutes or the full hour, if you're on Blog Talk, thank you so much. I get people all around the world listening to Blog Talk, from Egypt to Brazil to Canada to Russia to U.S. to Australia. Well, that's for the European football, which I'm getting ready to go into right now. So, you know, Facebook is so biased and they're chiming in. They're chiming in. I mean, I am getting stuff taken down and, you know, if I get two more articles, then they can, I'm like, dude, where's freedom of speech? Where's freedom of speech if, oh, that's,
okay, well, just start
that's,
a new page.
That's misleading, yeah. That's misleading. That's, how dare you? How dare you talk about people wanting voter ID? Yeah, they don't want you to. And what's funny is my wife shared a video to me where it has all these white people. Yeah, I think it's racist, you know, these voter ID laws and this and that. You know, blacks can't get IDs. Blacks can't get this. Blacks can't do this. And then they ask them. They show the black people, these white people saying
that
this. And it's like, what the hell? That girl thinking I can't, man, I got ID. I carry it right here. Here's my wallet right here. I got my ID. Fool. Thinking I ain't got no ID. Oh,
I
girlfriend.
Don't get you shut down. I don't know why.
Girlfriend. Thinking I ain't got no ID. Man, I got my ID. I got my food stamps. I got my WIC card. My EBT card. Okay. Man, I'm trying to have some fun. But hey, because that's what we do on the show, folks. We try to have fun a little bit.
Well, we're working on it.
Because we're moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment. Okay, that's it. That's the ADD version. Just a snippet. Oh, wow. This is going to be interesting. I want to get into some Manchester United Premier League and stuff. So if you've been waiting for the last 9 minutes or so, 10 minutes of the Premier League, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, as you look at the team as a whole and what's going on, we play Crystal Palace. And, you know, I think Anthony Martial, Pogba, and all of them, my Pogba especially, Paul Pogba, he has to score. He has to be dominant. Because, okay, he of course, he wants to play good, but he has to play good because who's going to, is PSG going to take him if he's not playing up to par? Is Real Madrid going to want him? Is Inter Milan going to want him? Is Barcelona going to want him? If he's, no, if he doesn't keep up and dominate like his £150 million contract is worth, we'll never unload him. He's great. He needs to have people around him. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I truly believe this, and I don't know what you all think out there, but I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer realized, okay, I don't know who I'm going to get, if anybody, so I'm going to keep these players. I'm going to keep, yeah, Phil Jones is better than nothing, and he can maybe get, at least they can, you know, I've been here, he can at least be like a mentor to the younger kids, but if I don't get a lot of players, hey, Ashley Young's better than nobody. Phil Jones, all these are better than nobody. And as I can, as I get players in, I'll get players out. I don't want to let five players go if I'm only going to get one or two players in. And everyone he got in and got out, he's going in the right direction. You know, and I think every game's going to be crucial in this season. You know, we're going to need to be getting 3 points. We can't be leaving two on the table. We got to be getting 3 points. And I do really believe that is a huge factor in this. You know, I hate to say this because I try not to live in the past, but he reminds me of Alex Ferguson and wholeheartedly because I don't see him building a team. I see him building a club. I see him looking, okay, well, who do I have on my team now that's going to help me win? But who do I have in 3 years that's going to be the next Paul Pogba, the next Anthony Martial? Who am I bringing up? Who is dominating? Who can we get now that 2 years is going to dominate? So that I, because that's what Alex Ferguson always had. This is my 15 players. I have 11 and I have some backups. This is my first team squad right here. Where we do the 4-3-3. This is my, and this is the players that can come in if someone's injured and help out. Because then you have too many players on the pitch. But here's a couple players that can step up if we need to. And then these players back here are in 2 or 3 years going to be take these three players are going to go, and these two are going to step up. And there you go. And you constantly have, this is my 15 that I can interchange as I need for the first team. Here's some players to back up in case one of those gets injured or two of them get injured. And here's people that are going to replace. And I'm always constantly having players. Okay, when these players go out, these players are going to step in. And then these players, and I see that with Ollie. I see him trying to get some people that are going to be dominant now and dominant in 3 years and dominant in 5 years. He's getting rid of the right players and bringing in the right players. So I applaud him. And I think we can't leave stuff on the table. We can't leave points on the table. We cannot do that. We gotta give our heart. And I think if Pog was here this season, he's gonna want to dominate and do as best he can so that Saddam will say, look at what he did. Look at what he did. And maybe if they, you know, and hey, let's get him, you know. But I think you have a lot of players that are looking like, I think you have Daniel James and you have Wan-Bissaka. Like, I see what Ollie Gunnar's trying to do. He's got a bunch of mules and he's breaking them down. I see what he's trying to do. They need to give him the time. They need to give Ollie Gunnar the time. I think he'll dominate. If he gets the right players in, watch out. I think we have ourselves another champion if he gets the right players in. But the problem we have is when we're on it, we're dominant. We're on it, and when we're not playing right, it's kind of like when we have five cylinders going, we're on the pitch. But when we break down, we tank. It's like we go from being dominant to being, if we stink, we stink. If we dominate, we dominate, you know. And we just got to get more crosses into the box. I mean, that is a big issue we deal with, you know. And I think Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka are going to be great. But the thing I notice is if we score a goal, Mourinho would instantly be getting defensive players in there where Ollie's like, let's try to increase the lead. Let's try to get our goal differential up. Let's try to do this. So I see a lot of similarities because I see him trying to – he knows what it takes because he's been with the team that dominated. He knows what it takes. And I think it's just – I'm excited. Win, lose, or draw, I think it's exciting. You know, and that's what you need to be because, I mean, if you ever remember when we had Alex Ferguson as our manager, we didn't always win. We didn't always, you know, but I do want to thank you so much for tuning in. I got about 2 minutes left. Thank you. Don't forget, like, comment, share. Please like and please share the video as much as you can. I'll respond to any comments people leave after the program because I do go back to these. So even if it's an old program, it's like if you watch one of the replays, but it's like 2 weeks ago, I'll respond. Please share this. Keep this voice going. About 90 seconds left, so please, I do have a PayPal link if anyone wants to help out, because anything you see, like mic stands, this is all my money that goes in this 100%, and 100% of any...
We need a new mic stand.
Yeah, I do need a new mic stand, so any money that comes in goes directly to this program only from that, and also, one of the greatest gifts of all is prayer, and remember, folks, we need to get down and kneel to the chosen one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the chosen one, not Trump. Well, he is the chosen one because we chose him. I voted for him. SD voted for him. 60% of the nation voted for him.
People need to take a chill pill with that.
But remember when Jamie Foxx said, and our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, no one had a problem with that, but
right.
Because Trump kind of jokingly said, I'm the chosen one, they have a hair up their butt, but then again, you know, they take him literally when he's just kind of joking around. So, With that in mind, folks, remember this one thing. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless.
Okay, folks.
Goodbye.
Bye. But I want to show you one thing.
Oh, I was still on the